אתם עם SBS בעברית.
שלום אוסטרליה. Israel celebrated the festival of Pesach this past week, with the headlines from Monday to Friday, the traffic jams and overcrowding in nature reserves, beaches and other tourist sites. 1.2 million Israelis visited national parks during the holiday. Last year, the festival was celebrated under full lockdown due to coronavirus. This year, with over 5.2 million Israelis vaccinated, gatherings of up to 20 people indoors and 50 outdoors were permitted. Many hotels and most tourist sites were open. With no international tourists in the country, and with few other countries open for Israelis to visit, domestic tourism reached record levels as Israelis reveled in the decline in coronavirus cases. Negotiations to form a government are taking on new urgency this week. There is still no candidate for Prime Minister who can claim to have the support of 61 members of the Knesset needed to form government. According to a television poll released last night, most Israelis do not believe that the most recent elections, the fourth in 2 years, will yield a result. President Reuven Rivlin will be holding 2 days of consultation with each party starting tomorrow. On Wednesday, he hopes to announce his choice of leader for forming a new coalition. His designated prime minister would have up to 6 weeks to work out a coalition deal with other parties. The chance to form a government may depend on the support of the conservative Islamic Ram Party, which won 4 seats. Chairman Mansour Abbas on Thursday, in a speech which was carried live by all of Israel's major television networks, called for Arab-Jewish cooperation in Israel. In the speech that was statesmanlike and full of religious references, Abbas did not endorse either Prime Minister Netanyahu or Yesh Atid leader Yair Lapid as the next Prime Minister. He also declined to associate his party with either political bloc. He said, "My name is Mansour Abbas, a proud Muslim and Arab, and a citizen of the State of Israel. I am the leader of the largest and most senior movement in Arab society," referencing the Islamic movement in Israel with which Ram is associated. Notably absent from his speech was the term Palestinian. Speaking in Hebrew, he said, "That which unites us all is greater than what divides us." Referencing a famous Hebrew language song, the same one that Nancy Pelosi used in the Trump impeachment debates, Abbas said, "Reality is changing and we are refusing to recognize that. Israel has changed its face, but she refuses to open her eyes." Ram could possibly put either Netanyahu or his opponents over the 61-seat mark. But right-wing politicians, both in the pro-Netanyahu bloc and the anti-Netanyahu bloc, have ruled out basing a coalition on the party's support due to what they say is an anti-Zionist stance. Others have accused Ram of supporting terrorists. Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, widely acknowledged as the preeminent living Ashkenazi Haredi sage and spiritual leader of the United Torah Judaism Party, appears to have given a stamp of approval for the unprecedented possibility of a right-wing religious government propped up by the Islamic Ram Party. In contrast, religious Zionism party leader M.K. Bezalel Smotrich said on Friday that his party will not sit in a government that is dependent on any support from Mansour Abbas and his Islamic Ram Party. Calling on Naftali Bennett, the leader of the Yamina party, and Tikvah Hadasha leader Gideon Saar to join a real right-wing government, Smotrich said that the Jewish nation will not forgive them if they miss the chance. Smotrich's declaration came as Bennett was meeting with Prime Minister Netanyahu to hold negotiations on possibly forming a coalition government in their first sit-down since the elections. Bennett met Yesh Atid leader Yair Lapid last night for the same purpose. Bennett has been demanding that he become prime minister in a power-sharing deal with either Lapid or Netanyahu, despite his party only having 7 Knesset seats. Yair Lapid met on Thursday with leaders of the Joint List Party, an alliance of predominantly Arab member parties. The joint list leaders did not commit to giving him their support and reiterated that they would not consider recommending Lapid unless he receives 55 other MKs' recommendations. The number of COVID-19 patients in Israel in serious condition dropped to 368 as of Friday, the lowest rate since December 2020. The number has been on a steady decline for several weeks after climbing to an all-time high in mid-January. The basic reproduction number, the daily share of positive coronavirus test results, and the number of active cases have all been on a several-week downward trend. With no deaths reported since Thursday, the toll stood at 6,220 yesterday. Over 90% of all Israeli residents over 50 are fully inoculated with two Pfizer vaccine shots or have recovered from the virus. Michal Lineal, a professor of molecular biology and bioinformatics at the Hebrew University, who is studying the coronavirus, said on Friday that protection offered by the vaccine could be long-lasting and could be good for 2 years or more. She said some previous reports of a rapid decline in vaccine efficiencies over time were mistaken and much ado about nothing. Health Ministry Director General Chezi Levy said on Friday that children in Israel could start vaccinating as early as May, days after the BioNTech Pfizer said its vaccine showed 100% efficacy against the coronavirus in 12 to 15-year-olds. There is enough of existing stock of Pfizer vaccine in Israel to start inoculating about 600,000 Israelis aged 12 to 15. In another indication of US President Biden's determination to take a different direction from his predecessor regarding the Middle East, US Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Friday called on Israel to ensure equal treatment of the Palestinians. In a telephone call with Foreign Minister Gabi Ashkenazi, Blinken emphasized the administration's belief that Israelis and Palestinians should enjoy equal measures of freedom, security, prosperity, and democracy. The call was part of the U.S. administration's efforts to return to negotiations for a two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Israel is celebrating Maimuna today, the festival marking the end of Pesach that originated in Morocco and has become popular across the board in Israel. Usually, the day after Pesach is a school holiday and families celebrate together. Due to the many hours of education lost to COVID-19, the teachers' union agreed to return from the Pesach break one day early. For the first time this year, all schools, except for Christian ones, are open today for all grades. This does not mean there are no restrictions. Masks are still required and hours for many classes will be limited due to social distancing requirements, which mean that not all children can be in attendance together. Christians, who make up about 2% of the population here, are celebrating Easter. On Friday morning in the Christian quarter of the Old City of Jerusalem, in stark contrast to last year, the Via Dolorosa, along which Christians believe Jesus hauled his cross towards his crucifixion, was packed with over 1,000 worshippers. The Good Friday procession, where the faithful retrace the route Jesus is said to have taken, was back. Even without foreign tourists, for Christians it was an uplifting experience. May Batish, a 40-year-old member of the Church of the Old City, expressed the sentiments. "We are so lucky to be here. When you walk the same steps that Jesus did, it is the highest privilege." This is Peter Jones Pelach, reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.
עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.